Welcome to the Kyoto Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to talk about an awesome tool, which I think you're going to love and really want to have in your tool belt if you're working on anything in regards to the front end, and that's called the Coach. So to go off its little byline here, the Coach helps you find performance problems on your web page. Think of the Coach as a modern version of YSLO. The Coach will give advice of how your page can be faster. There's a bit more to it there, which I'll go into shortly. But yeah, really nice little tool that will help improve your website's performance overall. Now, before I get into this, I just want to say that there's a few different versions of the Coach. Specifically, what I'm going to be talking about is the Node module version, so the NPM package version. There is a way you can use SiteSpeed, at sitespeed.io. There's also a bookmarklet, and there's also a Chrome DevTools extension as well. But you're going to get more bang for your buck using the Node module because there are things that it does that the extensions won't be able to do, simply because they are all within the browser itself. But the Node module has other things that it can do that you just can't do in the browser. So really important to note there. So I'm going to go over a couple of the headings here in the GitHub repo because I think there's some good things to know here. Now, does my page need coaching? And they say, you know, it's hard to get everything right. The world is complex. HTTP 1 versus HTTP 2. Some of the previous performance best practices are now worst practices. The coach will detect that the page is accessed using HTTP 2 and adjust its advice accordingly. So there's some couple really important things here. I'm not too sure if you've picked them up. You may have already. And that is the differentiation between HTTP 1 and HTTP 2. Those are really important, as well as the best practices that were previously good practices or best practices and now become maybe not worst practices. That's probably not the best way to say it, but essentially practices that shouldn't be done anymore. They've been superseded by something else. Or it turns out that those, what we were doing previously is just null and void now, or it might actually be detrimental thanks to the advances in technology. So important things to note there. Now I want to get into their 10 points of why we love Coach. And there's some really interesting points here. And I think this is kind of the crux of the episode here, where you're going to get the most value out of what the Coach is and how it can help you there. So the coach gives you advice on how to make your page faster. The coach aims to never give you bad advice. Follow the advice and you will win. So as anything, if you can use a tool that's going to improve your progress, your website, anything like that, in a very simple way, so you're kind of doing 20% effort to get 80% of the result, it's really good. So this is what this tool does. Again, the second point here, it says HTTP 1 versus HTTP 2. They can adjust advice accordingly. That's really important that it's considering HTTP 1 and HTTP 2. The reason why I bring that up is because HTTP 2 is looking to be more mainstream. It's becoming more common, and it's definitely the way forward. So at least it's there and it's kind of future-proofing itself. And I'm seeing a lot of more sites switching to use HTTP 2 or being accessible over HTTP 2. So it's nice to know that the advice there, it's actually giving advice there for that one. Point three, the coach uses real browsers to see your page exactly like your users do. Now, I know I said at the start of the episode that you can use the browser extensions, but it doesn't do all the thing or won't be able to do all the things that the Node module can do. To not confuse you by this one, essentially there's some extra things that it does through the Node module that it can't do in the browser, how it analyzes that data and does what it needs to do. So that's what that is there. But the main thing is it actually still does drive a browser. So if you want a fair chunk of the functionality, you can just use the browser extension. But as I said, you're going to get your bang for your buck using the Node module. Very simple to install. I'll go through that shortly. Every advice has one or more unit tests to make sure it's easy to change advice in the future. This is really important because, best practices and advice on things does change. So it's nice that there's the ability to change those and make sure it's not affecting anything else. So they're making sure there's no regressions or there's less chance of introducing bugs because you don't want something that gives advice to be giving the wrong advice. So it's nice that they've actually thought of that there. The coach knows more about more than just performance. Accessibility and web best practices are other things that the coach can help you with. One of the big points here is accessibility, and this is something, you know, I'm guilty of, and I'm sure a lot of people are guilty of, is not putting as much effort as they can into accessibility or A11Y. Excuse me. So it's nice that it's going to give you that there and make it actionable, so you can actually see what you're missing out on there and the essential problems you're bringing on for some of your users. Because there are people that have issues with accessing websites, and it's really important that we make sure we cater for anyone who does have some kind of disability of being able to use a site in the way that is generalized, saying like everyone can use a website. You know, there's more to it than that. There's colorblind people, there's people who have impairments with being able to, say, use a keyboard or use a mouse. So it's really important to take into account those kind of issues there, and making sure that the site is as accessible as possible will make a huge difference to your end users or your customers or whatnot to your website. So it's good that that's built in there. So it kind of two birds with one stone, maybe a bit more than that. You can integrate the coach with your own web performance tool. It's easy. Your tool only needs to be able to run JavaScript in the browser and produce a HAR or HAR file, or you can use the built-in functionality of the coach to run the browser. So it's nice there that you can then integrate it into your own workflow in your own kind of way. Of course, another point here is the coach is open source. You know, the device is public. You can check it and change it yourself. Help us make the coach even better. So this is going to allow the project to evolve as things go on. It makes it more accessible for people to essentially be able to affect the performance of your site in a positive way by open sourcing the device. And I think this is a great thing to do because most of these tools are generally closed off. So nice that they're doing that there. The coach can combine knowledge from the DOM with a HAR file to give you super powerful advice. So it does some aggregation of data there and makes sure that it gives really in-depth advice for you to action upon. The CLI output is pretty nice. You can configure how much you want to see, use it as a fast way to check the performance of your page. So there's a lot of options that you can use with the CLI, which I'll get into shortly, but it's quite feature-packed. And the last point here is the coach will be part of SiteSpeed.io 4.0, and it will be awesome. So there is some link here to SiteSpeed.io. If you're not too sure of that site, you can check that one out, SiteSpeed.io, and it basically does a lot of analysis of your website. Very much the same. The coach is kind of it uses it. I believe it does use it, and it just kind of gives it a bit more, you know, punches it to 11. So how do you use the coach? You know, it's got all these great features. How hard is it to use? Well, it is a node module, and it seems like all the tools these days that are coming out are node-based tools. They're in an NPM package. So the standard is NPM install web coach, and ideally you want to pass this the global flag, so tacg or -g, to make sure it's accessible to all your projects. And of course, you want to put it globally because you want to make sure when you update that other projects, when you run the tool against it, that it gets the latest version and it makes sure there's no, you know, operating on an old version and getting possibly old advice. So it's nice there. Once that's done, all we have to do is type in web coach and then the site address, so a URL to the site address, and it will do what it needs to do from there. Very straightforward, very simple. It'll respond to any fully qualified URL, and you're good to go. Now, of course, there's a lot of different options that you have that you pass in as various flags. So, for example, if you want to test as a mobile device, you pass in tac-tac mobile or -- mobile, and it will give you results by faking the user agent there. So there's a lot you can do. You could also output the results as JSON if you want and then pass it into some other thing. So there's a lot you can do with that there. So you're probably thinking, well, how does this all kind of work? So to summarize this, it executes JavaScript in your browser. It checks for the performance, accessibility, best practices, and collects general information about your page. It analyzes that HAR file for your page together with relevant info from the DOM, and boom, there it goes. They've got a nice little infographic. It's fairly straightforward on the GitHub repo, and it says here you can run the different steps standalone, but for the best result, run them together. So it has a chart here with two blue sections above and below. Well, middle section, it says performance advice with Love Hearts. I like what they've done there. And essentially the URL, you hit that URL and it starts the browser, loads the URL, runs JavaScript to analyze the page, analyzes the HAR file, merges the result, and the HAR file goes in, analyze the HAR file, goes in, you get your performance advice. So it's quite nice there. I think what they've done is pretty amazing. I definitely recommend checking this one out, and I'm sure it's going to become something that you're going to shove into your toolkit and something that you use quite often. I know I am personally. Really awesome tool, very simple to install, very simple to put into your workflow. Ideally, how I do this with workflows is if I run a bunch of tools, most of them are on the command line. So what I do is I put into a single like bin file or just a bash file or something like that. And I have all these commands running here with some little bit of output. And that way all I have to do is run one file and it will do all the different things for that particular project. All I have to do is tack this onto the end of that script and it'll do what it needs to do. So that makes it very easy, very simple. You know, if you're using the same, the one file globally all the time, it makes it even easier. But yeah, just tacking onto it like some kind of health based file that you can just run one single file. You don't have to remember all these different commands is really helpful there. But I'd love to know your thoughts. What do you use for checking performance? Do you still use YSlow? Do you just manually go through all the different tools, say in Chrome or Firefox, and just check the performance that way? Do you use any services online? I'd love to know what you use and what your thoughts are on that. You can send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com. Or you can just leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. But I'd really love to know your thoughts. Also, if you do have a spare few moments, I'd really appreciate if you can leave a rating and review in iTunes. It really helps me out, as well as it provides some visibility to other people into the show. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.